T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We'll do it all. Everything on our own. We don't.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott stepped out. He will be back on Monday. He had some family stuff going on tonight. And I was watching real quick before we start Festivus Friday. Just remember, if you are going to the Chiefs game on Sunday, Channel 9 has a report on this. Make sure you allow plenty of time to get there, to park. They are saying on the 9 report, they will lose some parking if the snow is piled up. And so just plan accordingly, drive slow, be careful, all of the things that we say to do when a snow event occurs. It is time for Festivus Friday. We have one line open if you want it, 576-7798. As always, Rebecca, as our newsreader, you get the honorary first grievance.
My grievance is with some people on Marketplace. I was supposed to meet somebody last night to buy an item.
To be killed
in a Walmart parking lot. It did feel very sketchy, but I had made arrangements with this person. I vetted them on Facebook. They looked like they weren't murderers. We planned to meet, and they didn't show up or respond to my messages, just completely ghosted me.
Yeah.
And this is like the 10th time this has happened.
Yeah, I'm very leery of that whole thing anymore. Do you know who else did not look like a murderer? Ted Bundy did not look like a murderer. That's why all those women got in his car, Rebecca.
Oh.
Your grievance has been heard.
You can meet at a police department.
I know. Urge you to meet at a police department.
Or a very well-lit Quick Trip gas station. But you can also have bad things happen there.
Or a police department. A lot of the departments have a parking area specifically for those swap and shop deals. Welcome to Festivus Friday. It is time for the airing of the grievances.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of
thought. All right, people, get in here. 576-7798. You can text Sam at 22980. Let's see. First in, first up for the airing of the grievances, let's go to Melissa in Olathe. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
Hi. So good. Welcome.
Good. Thank you so much for having me on. You crack me up. We listen, both my husband and I listen all the time.
Well, I love you back.
Well, my grievance is with Demi, and they don't, my husband's a first responder.
Wait a minute, Melissa, your grievance is with who? You're cutting out.
Dum-dums.
Oh, dum-dums.
Dumb people. If my husband's a first responder, and if you call 911 for a critical toe infection at 2 o'clock in the morning, not only are you pulling my husband out of bed, but you're taking that 911 service away from somebody who might actually need it.
Yeah.
And that drives me crazy, especially on snowy nights like this. And if you've got an emergency, totally. Absolutely, 100%.
Does he ever say what percentage of those calls that come in that they have to respond to are just malarkey?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, yes.
It's a high number?
It's well over 60%.
Wow. Hey, Melissa, thank you for the call. It is a good grievance. Let's go to Lisa in Overland Park. What's going on, Lisa?
Hello, Dana.
Hi.
I just left the grocery store, and it's Armageddon.
Did you get some bread and some milk, did you?
Yeah, stocked up. It's about six or seven deep at every checkout, and this couple at the very front who's paying their bills is having a trouble with the way the $2 for $5 chip special rang up.
Yeah.
So they decided to have a problem about it. And the lady's ring was about the size of a nickel, and the guy's watch was probably, I don't know, one of those Tag Heuer things. And I'm like, not the day to have a problem over 47 cents.
I love your grievance so much right now, Lisa. That's probably a $6,000 watch minimum or higher. And they're standing there holding up the line over a $2.50 bag of chips. Got it.
Yes, got it. And you're like, you have got to be kidding me. Right
How else
now?
Would you afford the watch if you paid more for the chips?
Yeah, today is not the day to get into it over the chips, Tag Heuer guy. Let's go to Art and Lee Summit. Hello. Art, are you there?
No, it's Marty.
Oh, Marty.
Hi.
I apologize. Hello, Marty. Thanks for calling in. I'm good.
I'm the guy that you got hooked on Downton Abbey that I can't admit to anybody. So,
but that's okay.
So anyway, here's my grievance.
Sure.
My grievance is Johnson Town people who want a downtown stadium that don't realize it will come down to a vote, and we're going to win. Our side's going to win. So y'all have a nice day.
What if, Marty, what if there was a bi-state tax?
It won't happen.
I know it won't. I'm just asking. What if there was?
If it was a bi-state, because I think that more Johnson County people would show up at the polls than Missouri people.
They probably would, Marty.
But I'm just saying, it will come down to a vote, and it will not pass. And anyway, have a great day, Dana.
I will. You do, too, and be careful out there. Let's go to Marshall in Topeka. Hi, Marshall.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What a beautiful day it is in the capital city of Kansas.
Yeah, I heard it was actually really bad in Topeka earlier. What's it doing there now?
Well, a little drizzle and 30 degrees.
Ugh.
The streets are okay, though, for right now.
Okay.
As long as you get home pretty quick. Just go ahead.
What is your grievance? Lay it on me.
Well, this is a very intensely felt grievance. Went into my local grocery store last night to get a salad and a salad bar from the Olive Bar. Olive Bar and Salad Bar, in other words, a good way to eat healthy. Well, guess what? This grocery store has just ripped out both the Salad Bar and the Olive Bar and replaced them with huge towers of toxic goo like loft house cookies, assorted trinkets, and various CRAP. So how the hell is someone supposed to eat healthy when the store shuts down the healthy foods and tries to steer you towards toxic, high-fructose sugar-laced junk?
You want the salad bar brought back, and that is a good grievance. I love it. Let's go to Ryan in Lee Summit. Hi, Ryan. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I got a grievance with you, man.
Go ahead. I'll pass it on to him.
Oh, is he not there?
Yeah, he had to run out for a family thing.
He needs to respond to my text when I need him. I love the guy to pieces. I love you guys to pieces, but his voice is just a little bit more soothing than yours, Dan. I'm sorry.
So, wait, let me ask you this. When you say he's not answering his text, his personal cell phone or the text line?
His personal cell phone. I worked there for a little bit on your show for a minute, and I'm just trying to make friends with him. I love him to death.
Oh, Ryan, you make me laugh, and that is very sweet, and I'll tell him. But if it makes you feel better, Scott does not answer texts, period. If I text him, he does not answer. I have always joked, if you need CPR, do not reach out to Scott Parks. You will never hear back. You will be dead and long gone.
My favorite is when he texts me something, and I text back for clarification, and then I just don't get a response.
Oh, he is terrible with that cell phone, Ryan. It isn't you. He doesn't reply to any of us. 576-7798. You can text in at 22980. Sam reads those. or you can call in with your grievance. You're listening to Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We're back with more after this. Rebecca will have more on this coming up in one of the newscasts, but 41 and Channel 9 both reporting that no flights are taking off until conditions improve out at KCI. Several arriving and departing flights have been canceled. If you are planning to travel tonight, check those flights because they are not allowing them to take off right now due to heavy freezing rain. And I just looked on Twitter. The airport Twitter account just tweeted, if you have a flight that has been delayed or canceled, carriers are offering free flight changes. Again, no penalty, no fee. Go to FlyKCI for more on that. Welcome back to Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Jim in Sibley. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Dana.
Hi.
Yeah, this is kind of a related to a discussion you had earlier about building a new stadium downtown.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that in the future, building new stadiums has to be done very cautiously because the fans will be ghosts. The average Major League Baseball fan, and this was in 2017, and it always trends older, was 57 years old. Generation Z kids just don't care. And I think...
Ooh, you think baseball's dying?
Well, oh, yeah, yeah. In two decades... You know, it won't ever go away completely, but I think in a couple of decades, it'll be like a triple-A kind of an operation.
Wow, Jim!
And the people that are the future fans, could be the future fans, are in your under your roof, and, you know, at college, you sent one to college.
Yeah.
And they're not, they don't care about major league sports. They just don't care.
You know, Jim, I love the call and the grievance. It was interesting. That is heartbreaking if true. That
as
is,
a Gen Zer, I love professional
I can say that, that is one of the most depressing thoughts that I've heard with respect to sports. Now, my kids are sports kids. Maybe I've got the exception to the rule. I don't know. 576-7798. Let's go to Anna in Independence. Hi, Anna.
Hi, my grievance is with impatient people, especially those that become so enraged, they threaten others because they're not moving fast enough for them. This morning I was getting air and the police had to be called because two gentlemen could not wait for me to air up my tire. One tire.
The police had to be called?
Yes, a bystander came to see if I was okay. They were cursing me out and throwing threats at me, threatening to mess me up. And I ended up getting on the phone with my boyfriend because I was so scared, and they were going to mess me up because I wouldn't get off the phone while I aired up my tire. A bystander came to see if I was okay. They got out of their vehicle and started threatening him, and the police had to be called. And they went to McDonald's right next door when they were done.
So let me ask you this. You were just there airing up your tire. Were you in their way somehow, or, like, why were they telling you?
No, they weren't even waiting. I was waiting for the air. They weren't even there. When I pulled up, got out of my car, and they were already honking their horn. I seriously suspected that they were on something because when I say enraged, I'm talking red in the face, screaming at me.
Oh.
It was just so beyond bizarre how upset they got over the fact that I would not get off my phone while I was airing my tire up. I wasn't driving. I was airing my tire up. So I really didn't understand. I was shaking, but the bystander was great. The police were fantastic. They went and got him because they were just right next door at McDonald's. Ugh. They were in such a hurry. They had to go next door to McDonald's. I don't know.
Get out of my way.
Right.
Oh, Anna, I'm glad that you're okay and that you're safe, and bless the bystander's heart for stopping to help, because I think most people, if they saw two crazy people probably on PCP. Yeah, and so I'm glad that somebody stopped to help you and that you're doing okay.
We have a good one from the text line.
Yeah.
My grievance is with my coworker who decided that bringing French onion soup to the office today was a good idea.
Oh, gross. Yeah, that's not a good smell. That cheese is very pungent.
Smelly.
Yeah, it's pungent. Let's go to Matt in Lee's Summit. Hi, Matt. Go ahead.
Hello, my love. Okay, I've got one for your partner, Scott
yeah.
Park.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Shame on him for abandoning us during a winter storm warning.
We are in Operation Storm Watch, and he's like, I'm going to go head out to a soccer game. It was an indoor soccer game that he was coaching, but yes, he had some family stuff going on, and you know, there's only so many of those games left before his birds fly the nest, and so it's.
I get that, but you know, let's shame him a little bit.
Just a little bit, Matt. I agree. We're holding the hand of a nervous metro here with the weather.
I mean, we're trying to save lives here.
I mean, flights are being stalled.
Just leaving. I mean, come on.
576-7798. You can text in your grievance to us at 22980. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Monday. It is time for Festivus Friday, airing of the grievances brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let's go to Douglas in North Kansas City. First off, Douglas, what's it doing up there? You been out and about driving around?
I'm actually driving into work. I'm a night tanker truck driver, and so far it's good.
Good.
The windshield wipers are actually off. There's nothing happening along Highway 152 here. Just the roads are a little bit wet.
Good, good, good. Good to know.
Okay. My grievance is a couple months ago, I noticed that the street lights along the Benton Curve along I-70 are out.
Yeah.
And my grievance initially was with MDOT and for not maintaining that streetlight circuit. However, a polite gentleman there informed me that the copper thieves steal the wire as fast as MDOT can lay it. So they are actually having to look at reevaluate how they light those streetlight circuits. They may even run the wires overhead, but my grievance is with the low light, no good, copper thieves who, you know.
And this was along Benton. This is along Benton Boulevard, did you say?
It's along the Benton Curve, along I-70.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next time you drive along there, you notice that it's not lit very well. That's why.
That is a great grievance and one that costs everybody, and I had never heard that.
But safety issue.
It doesn't surprise me, Douglas, sadly, but it's a great grievance. Thank you for it.
They could make the copper wire live wire.
Really?
Probably wouldn't steal much
Let's
after
go
that.
To Ashley in Olathe. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
So my grievance is with people who are just illogical. Like, you can explain it to them. It's a very logical thing. I work in the insurance industry, specifically with people of Medicare age, and the government gives them a window of time where they can pick, you know, any kind of insurance they want. They can get the best of the best or whatever, and they don't have to answer any health questions. But this week in particularly, I've had a lot of people who have opted not to take advantage of that window of time and then are very upset when they call me for help finding their insurance and they can't qualify because they're unhealthy. And this week in particular, I had a few where I had even tried to reach out to them during that window of time. They didn't want to do it. And now they can't do it. So, like, it's just that's my grievance this week. It's just, you know, it's just
you're like an old person life coach, Ashley.
It feels that way sometimes. So.
It is a good grievance. We've got you in. We've got one line open if you want it, 576-7798. We got anything on the text line, Sam?
My grievance is with the show because they don't let Sam talk more because he has a sexy voice. It's literally one of them.
Well, you just read a grievance.
People texting and driving has been on here a ton.
Yeah.
You know, pay attention. The roads are already slick. Turn your headlights on.
I hope that's a resolution for a lot of people listening. And if it wasn't, it should be everyone's resolution, including myself. I'm not saying I haven't done it before. The resolution to actually put the phone down and stop doing that is a great one for all of us in 2020.
I have a grievance, and it has to do with colleges and their alert systems for inclement weather.
Yeah.
So I always get like 9 texts and phone calls from UMKC about inclement weather.
Yeah.
Why do I need 9 of them? Like, I get that it's your priority to let your students know because
sure.
they might not be from the area. They might not know.
Because if your cell phone is connected to multiple systems within that university system. That's my guess.
Okay.
It duplicates it because of that.
Because I have 4 missed calls on my phone right now from the same phone number. And I know that all of the voicemails will be the same exact voicemail.
All right, 576-7798. We don't have a single open line, but I'm waiting for him to screen the first call. You can text in your grievance at 22980. And I also want to ask you if you are in a safe spot, just to describe kind of what you're seeing out and about as the sun is going down, the temperatures are dropping, and some of the roads in certain parts of our area are getting worse. 576-7798. Again, you can text us at 22980. Let's go to Easton in Overland Park. Go ahead.
Hey there.
Hi.
So I work in the medical field, and far too often we have patients who come in, and you know, they come in, we think, to get better, and then they disregard our advice and then get angry when they're not doing so hot. And then we also have, on the other hand, anyone who doesn't believe in vaccinating their children, which is just simply foolish. I mean, there are any number of studies, any number of decades of research to support this. It's really that simple. Vaccinate your kid. If you don't think you should vaccinate your kid, you're wrong.
And many deaths, I would point out, Easton. And it's interesting you bring that up, because every time we talk about vaccinations, people, you know, go to their corners. There are certain pediatricians who have said, and they've made headlines for saying, if you are not going to vaccinate, you need to find yourself a new pediatrician. If you're not going to listen to my advice, I don't know what good I am to you. And I applaud the doctors who have done that. Let's go to Steven in North Kansas City. Hi, Steven.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
All right. My grievance today is with the bosses that like to treat their employees bad and expect them to work really hard for them.
Bosses who treat their employees bad?
Yep.
Are you just now on your way home from work, Steven?
I am.
Well, you enjoy your weekend. You sound like you need a couple days, and you enjoy it. Let's go to James in Belton. Hi, James.
Yo, what's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
So good. Welcome.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call as usual. So my grievance is with the NFL's Rooney Rule. I don't know if you're familiar with the rule. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
What
is the Rooney Rule?
Okay, so the Rooney Rule. In 2002, Johnny Cochran pointed out that the NFL had a problem hiring black head coaches or minority head coaches, right?
Okay.
So in 2003, the NFL, you know, they had to react to it, so they kind of panicked. Oh, we got to do something. So they created this Rooney Rule named after Dan Rooney, the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has since passed away. But the rule is, you know, when there's a head coaching vacancy, when you fire your head coach, you have to interview at least one minority candidate before you make a hire. Okay, so it sounds like they made some progress and they did something good, but my grievance is it's a joke, because really all they're doing is like a checked box. They're not even taking it seriously, and I can tell you why. Okay, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I can't stand the Chiefs, but the Chiefs offense. Listen, okay, my bad. No, seriously, look. The reason I even say that is I'm a Raiders fan. The reason I even say that is I'm not a hater though. Look, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah,
he's African American.
Yeah.
He is the most qualified person available for a head coaching job. And there's been 4 or 5 head coaches that's already hired, okay, this year, and they don't have the qualifications that Bieniemy does. So going back to the offensive coordinator before Eric Bieniemy was Matt Nagy. And guess what? He already done got himself a job. And hold on. The guy before Matt Nagy was Doug Peterson, and he already got himself an NFL job. So it seems to be a joke. It's just like they don't take it seriously, and I'm not like saying that. I'm not trying to like accuse nobody. It's not, you know. My point is, there's nothing that the rule is doing to help the situation. You see what I mean?
Yes, and James, that is an interesting grievance. It's one we've never had, but I will tell you, most private employers, and I would guess public employers, have that same general rule that you have to interview a diverse pool of qualified candidates before you make a hire. I'm surprised, actually, it took the NFL so long.
And we have a good one on the text
line. Maybe it's because they're a nonprofit. I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, the NFL's a nonprofit?
Yeah, don't get me started.
Oh, interesting. My grievance is with people who don't tip delivery drivers, especially in this bad weather, because
Amen.
You are putting our lives at risk to bring you your food.
Amen. Let's go to Kevin in Overland Park. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance is I work in automatic doors, like the sliders that you see at Walmart, Target, whatever. And I will block off whenever I'm working on a door. And these people will still find their way to come through the door. Like, I had one the other day that... I'm serious. Like, I had one come through the other day. He was had his AirPods on and everything, just didn't care about anything in the world. And he would come through, and if it wasn't for me, he would have got clobbered by the door.
So you work at a place that has like 7 or 8 banks of doors, which like there's a law about how many you have to have, you know, versus how many square feet you have. So there's a bunch of different doors, and you're saying when you're repairing one of them, people still try to go through that door even though they have 6 other choices.
Yep. Yep.
That's a great one, Kevin. We're getting some very interesting grievances that we have never heard on this program. Ian in Kansas City. Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
My grievance is with myself.
Okay.
I called in a couple times before, and that was the very first grievance, and that was very exciting. I didn't make it in this time.
Your grievance is with yourself. Wait, repeat that. Say that again.
My grievance is with myself. I was the first caller, the first grievance, several times. I've been the first grievance twice, and I dropped the ball. I didn't call in fast enough.
Well,
this time.
Step it up, Ian.
I'm sorry. Remember the day that Scott said that it was the best Festivus Friday you all have had in however many years?
Yeah, we saved it.
I was the first caller there.
Well, Ian, I am proud of you, and I thank you for your tenacity. And you need to try better next time.
Ian is legendary. He is more than a moderate
legend.
Fan.
Legend. 576-7798. We have one line open if you want it. You can text us at 22980. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. We wrap up Festivus Friday. I just wanted to pass this on for fans of Fargo. Just an outstanding series. That first season with Billy Bob Thornton is hands down one of the best performances. If you're looking to binge something, go way back to the first season of Fargo. The new season is going to be set in Kansas City. They released the trailer today. You cannot tell that anything was shot in Kansas City, but it is set in Kansas City and stars Chris Rock. Coming to you on that new season of Fargo. 576-7798. Let's go to Eric in Oak Grove. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
How are you guys?
Good, good. Go ahead.
All right, so my grievance is the whole push to increase minimum wage. What a lot of people don't realize is when you increase minimum wage, okay, minimum wage is, first off, is not meant to live off of. It's meant for your basic skill, fresh out of high school or in high school, type worker. It'll increase the cost of everything that's manufactured, produced in a low skill set environment, and then it also devalues those skilled workers. Like, personally, I'm a welder. I dropped some money on some welding school to get certified.
Yeah,
you know, it's a trade. A lot of manufactured welding in the area. It's going starting out. Some of them want $12-13 bucks an hour. And then they usually cap out around $17-18 an hour. So it really devalues my job when I had to drop money on the schooling to get some sort of a skill to get myself into that kind of environment.
It is a good grievance, Eric, and a good call. And if you missed it, voters in November actually approved. It was voters that approved the increased statewide minimum wage in Missouri from $7.75 to, over the course of 5 years, $12. It will eventually land at $12. I think right now
2023.
Yeah, I think right now it's 8:45. Is it 9:45?
Yeah.
Did it go to 9:45 in Missouri? Kansas held steady. Kansas is not offering what you will get in Missouri for minimum wage.
We have one from the text line. I work for an armored car company, and my grievance is with people who, whenever they see me stop somewhere, they ask if I have free samples. It's quite annoying.
I bet you that joke gets really, really old.
And I bet that every time he stops anywhere, at least one, I don't know, dad makes that joke.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to Thomas in Leavenworth. This is going to be a good one. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how you doing? Good. A long-time listener.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, my grievance today is for all us correctional folk that have been out there for years, me personally, 31 years of doing it, and we always got to come in when it's raining, when it's a holiday, time off, anything like that, and we get minimum pay and a bunch of people that hate us that are locked up behind a door.
You have been there 31 years?
Yes, I have.
Are you a unicorn when it comes to longevity in that industry?
If you spend yourself around in different areas of the job, it doesn't hurt so much. But there's things you see that you can never get out of your mind.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people out there. They're at home right now crying about, you know, how they didn't get to work, off work on time or something like that. But there's people out there, they have to go to work because they don't get time off or overtime. They have to sit there and watch them inmates all day watching TV, you know, and they get their clothing, they get the place to sleep, and, you know, they might be away from their family, but there's even veterans out there that are homeless. They don't get that much benefit as these guys do.
Thomas, have you ever been punched?
Yes, I have. I've been stabbed. It's been no fun.
Well, I hats off to a 31-year career in that industry. That is impressive. And again, anytime I read stories about corrections employees, it's about high turnover. And so for you to do that 31 years and stick with it is something, my friend. Let's go to John in Overland Park. Wrap us up, John.
I have a grievance similar to the guy with sliding doors.
Yeah.
I work on ATM machines. So I'll have ATM machine parts everywhere, truck parked the wrong way, cones, and I'll still get asked, is the machine working? I'll get the comments of, do you have any extra money? I'll just throw that machine in the back. I'll take it home. It's every day.
Never fails.
Today I had a line of four cars deep waiting to use the machine as I'm working on it.
That is a great grievance, John. You guys did very, very well tonight with very unique, entertaining grievances.
We have another good one from the text line. I'm in the plumbing industry. My grievance is when people call me for work in this weather, and then when I show up, they say, I'm surprised you're working today. My response is always, you called me.
Yeah, I'm here. Happy Friday, everybody. Please be safe with all of the weather and the snow and the ice heading this way overnight and into tomorrow. Tune in for updates. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.